You can't miss them as you're driving through New Hampshire, those large state-run tax-free liquor stores right on the highways. For decades, they've drawn in customers from around the region. And for decades, law enforcement from neighboring states have been keenly aware of these purchases. This morning, Todd Bookman brings us the story on the recent wave of arrests aimed at bootleggers who stock up in the Granite State.
Right around noon on November 9th of last year, a black Chevy Suburban pulled up to a New Hampshire liquor store. The driver was a guy named Juncheng Chen, 46 years old, from Queens, New York. Chen bought some booze, then headed off to another liquor store to make another purchase, then another, then another. In total, he bought liquor at six different New Hampshire stores that afternoon. Chen didn't know it, but he was being watched. A criminal investigator with the New York State Department of Taxation was trailing him, following him from store to store, and then southbound on the highway. When Chen crossed the border back into New York, the investigator contacted a state trooper. Chen was pulled over with 757 liters of alcohol in his trunk, including more than 500 bottles of Hennessy cognac. He was arrested on felony charges for violating New York state law regarding importation of liquor. Ming Li Chen is his attorney.
We happen to have the same last name, but not related.
Ming Li Chen says his client had no previous charges related to bootlegging. He also denies that he was going to resell the liquor.
He was buying the alcohol for personal use, for parties at home or parties somewhere.
500 bottles of Hennessy for personal use, for parties. Okay. Anyways, officials from the Department of Taxation in New York declined to answer questions about this case or any of their activities in New Hampshire. That silence makes it hard to know how frequently they're conducting these types of stings. But what's clear is this. Other states know New Hampshire is a source for alcohol for bootleggers, and they're willing to cross state borders to try to stop it.
You know, from our perspective, This is an organized criminal activity.
Gary Kessler is deputy commissioner at the Vermont Department of Liquor Control. Along with New York, court records show his agency has also sent investigators to stake out New Hampshire liquor store parking lots in recent months, including in Peterborough and Keene. When the customers crossed back into Vermont with trucks full of booze, they were arrested for violating that state's liquor laws.
Clearly, these guys aren't just randomly deciding that they're going to come up and buy some cases of alcohol. They're coming up here with a shopping list. These guys had a notebook. They have the money and the gift cards.
These operations by other states are happening without the assistance or knowledge of New Hampshire officials. The Liquor Commission says it wasn't notified. Neither was the AG's office or state police.
Well, quite frankly, I'm troubled by it.
Cross-border enforcement by these other states comes at an awkward time for the Liquor Commission. Earlier this year, Executive Counselor Andrew Walensky called for an investigation into how the state agency handles large all-cash transactions. Transactions, he says, could be in violation of federal financial laws. The IRS has also been asking questions about bootleggers. Walensky says the lack of communication between the states raises additional concerns.
I'm troubled that there's not the ability to coordinate with New Hampshire to address these issues. And I think it's a sad state of affairs that we as New Hampshire are not setting an ethical example.
Ethics aside, liquor is big business in New Hampshire. The state-run stores are a cash cow today and have been going back decades. And other states have been angry about their residents making illegal purchases for apparently just as long. Back in the 1970s, Massachusetts and Connecticut sent officials to stake out liquor store parking lots. According to Tom Rath, who was attorney general at the time, this didn't sit well with then-Governor Mel Thompson. Rath says the governor ordered New Hampshire State Police to shoo away the tax collectors.
And it got pretty feisty, and Governor Thompson was never one to back away from an issue like that. So it was an interesting time.
Rath says the big difference between then and now is the size of the purchases. These aren't just folks picking up a few bottles of scotch. These bootleggers are moving huge quantities, and they're likely reselling it.
That's a lot of Hennessy.
Yeah.
I met this gentleman recently in a Manchester liquor store parking lot.
Believe on that about that bootlegger that's been going on for 50 years.
He wasn't eager to give his name. He also wasn't excited about the attention bootlegging is getting from law enforcement right now. but he doesn't expect it to stop.
I'm going to tell you something. This is going to be a story, a hot story for a minute, and that's it.
And with that, he continued loading case after case of Hennessy cognac into his white van with New York plates. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Todd Bookman.